begin my response with the first question, which was on digital inclusion. In Bhutan, we have taken several measures to ensure that equitability and affordability of digital services and connectivity are provided, particularly to children in remote areas, as well as those children who are from disadvantaged backgrounds. The first measure that we have done is in terms of supply of digital devices. All rural and remote schools in Bhutan are equipped with laptops and desktops to ensure that children learn digital skills as part of the ICT curriculum. Additionally, tablets are distributed to special institutes. We have an institute where education for the students with vision impairment is provided. We have provided these tablets and other devices to this school, and also to other special education needs schools, schools which have programs and special education needs. The other measure that we have taken is to ensure and to take internet and mobile connectivity to all parts of the country. So with the support from the government, as well as from the telcos, mobile networks have been taken, the internet networks have been taken to all the rural schools. Using school laptops, children now have access to internet and online resources. Then we have also developed this inclusive curriculum, a functional curriculum on ICT for children with special education needs, was developed and implemented in special education schools with special education needs programs, ensuring that they receive necessary support and resources to develop digital skills. We have also supplied assistive devices. Devices with built-in accessibility features are provided to children with disabilities to empower them to develop digital skills. So that's on the digital inclusion aspect. There was also a question on digital literacy. I would like to say that in Bhutanese schools, digital literacy is an integral component woven into the school's ICT curriculum. From technology operations of computers and digital devices to communication and collaboration through internet, safety, ethics, and even coding, digital literacy concepts and skills are systematically taught to all students across K-12 ICT curricula in Bhutanese schools. Teachers also undergo continuous professional development to stay abreast of the latest trends and best practices in digital education through national-based in-service program. Further, during the parent-teachers meeting, most schools advocate digital literacy to parents and caregivers, particularly on the safe and ethical use of digital tools by their children while at homes. Topics such as screen time, digital footprint, stranger dangers, and social media apps for communication and collaboration are discussed and information imparted to the parents and caregivers. Moreover, Bhutan's national media enjoys independence in reporting on issues relevant to children. Then there was also this question on protection of children from harm while online. We'd like to say that various measures have been taken and put in place to ensure that children are protected while online. The government has recognized the importance of safeguarding children online and has taken steps to ensure their protection. In line with the ITU's global efforts to protect children online, Bhutan Computer Incident Response Team have been established in collaboration with ITU and UNICEF Bhutan office, with the support of ITU and UNICEF Bhutan office. And with their support, child online protection guideline has been prepared. Posters have been prepared on the do's and don'ts of cybersecurity related matters and are being circulated to the schools across the country. Female students of class 12 were oriented on child online protection guidelines in 2022. Then women in STEM group and girls in ICT groups were also briefed about the cybersecurity issues. Scouts were briefed about the child online protection guidelines. We will be shortly refining the ICT competencies of our teachers, in which they will be thoroughly oriented on the cybersecurity aspects, as well as the knowledge in cybersecurity will constitute one of the key competencies of our teachers. So these are a few measures that we have taken to ensure digital inclusion, digital safety, and digital literacy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now I would like to give the floor to our colleague Kin Tsering to respond to the questions related to the amendment of Penal Code of Bhutan related to unnatural sex, definition of torture, and